have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a heart that is soft as a whisper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that intro song. I love, love, love my precious sister. Glory to God. It blesses me every time I hear that because truly it echoes the sentiments of my heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to come before you and to worship you, to give you honor and praise and adoration for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it in the name of Jesus. I love the opportunity to come before you every Saturday here on Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, Apostle Dawn, amen, also known as P.D. Westbrook, and that's what we do. And I want to say thank you again for our producer, Dr. Robinson, for this opportunity. Well, listen, everyone, welcome to Shabbat Saturday. We have a very special guest with here on today, none other than Apostle Jonathan Manus of Damascus Ministries. Man of God, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Please, I'm doing an audio check. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming with us out of your busy schedule. I thank the Lord for your ministry and what you're doing out in the community there in the great state of Texas. We bless the Lord for you, man of God. And for you that are on the line with us on today, we thank the Lord for you being led by the Spirit of God to listen to what the Spirit of God would say to you. I believe there is a Kairos word for you today here on Shabbat Saturday. Man of God, would you go ahead and pray and open up the room, amen, and then release the word in your belly for the people of God.
Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Yahushua, we thank you for your time and this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Father, we come against the airwaves, the prince of darkness, and Father, let it be no censorship with this that's about to come forth. As Father, send your word, send your clarion call, sound the alarm for the people in the name of Yahushua. These things, Father, we declare, we decree, and Father, we won't cease to give you the glory in the name of the risen one, Yahushua, the HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Well, I want to first thank Apostle P.D. Westbrook for allowing me to come on, just inviting me to come on. I'm going to be very frank with you, Apostle Westbrook. this word I have to give is the same thing I gave in my Shabbat service this morning because it was heavy on me. I woke up this morning and me and my wife were talking, and then we began to pray. And after she went into the bedroom, and I began to just sit in the presence of Yah just to see what he would have me say for today. And it was heavy. I cried. I weeped. I wept. And I must do the same thing I did this morning. So those that are going to follow, go to Revelations chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Revelations chapter 18, 1 through 4. And for just what he gave me as a title is called, What Wine Are You Drinking? What wine are you drinking? Here begins the reading of Yah's holy word. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye may be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. So far, the scriptures. So this is heavy. And he talked about the angel that came down from heaven. having all authority, and that word for angel in the Hebrew means machak, meaning cherub, seraph, or messenger. It means the sent one. It means in the Hebrew, as far as the alphabet, it means mim, lamed, aleph, and resh. Mim meaning waters of chaos or to overpower chaos. Lamed meaning strong leader or one who speaks with authority. Aleph meaning ox or strong leader that can carry, has the strength of an ox that carries a load. Resh meaning prince or leader. So this angel adorned with the righteousness and the right hand of God means he came out of heaven with this authority from Yahweh. And he came down from heaven with great power. And he had this light, the glory of Yah around him that lightened the earth. That means there was a certain amount of darkness or a certain amount of evil, a certain amount of sin that just darkness was around. But when he came out of heaven, that the light of the enlightened glory of him that he possessed lightened what? The earth. Verse 2 says, when he came, he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, Babylon the Great has fallen. We're talking about Rome. We're talking about the extension of Rome, which is the United States. We're talking about these two particular nations that have come together to push this end time order have now fallen. But see, they were talking about, when you look at the Greek tense, perfect tense, it means it represents an action that was complete in the past, but has a continuing results. So that time of the past, it's still, the results were still of today. So Rome, who we know what they were back then in biblical times, now that horn that is healed, now it's coming back into power, but now Yah is saying that it has fallen. And the angel said it has fallen. And now it's become the what? The habit, the living place of devils. And when we look at what's going on today, folks, we look at Israel has ascertained the red heifers, 5. Now they are pushing towards, they have done the ceremony of libation, of water libation, the water. They've done that. Now we've just passed the 5-3 culminating feasts of Rosh Hashanah, Feast of the Tabernacle, Feast of the Trumpets, and Feast of the Harvest that we have now just passed. And we're now coming into another blood moon that's going to be happening about around the 5th of November. So now we're seeing these things are coming to pass, and Yah is speaking. So he says, in every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean, hateful bird. So that means that that Babylon has seduced people as a caged bird, and they don't have the freedom to fly. They're under this seducing spirit, and Yah is speaking. So he says, verse 3, he says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now let's deal with that word wrath. This is when he began to deal with me. I began to really weep. The word wrath. And I looked at it in the Greek, and I looked at it in the Hebrew also. In the Greek, it means thamos. It means passion, as if breathing, or fierceness, indignation. So when Yahweh's wrath comes, he's breathing fiercely. You know, he's angry. His breathing is described in some parts of Scripture as fire coming out of his nostrils. The Hebrew word zoam means this. It means samek, meaning a prop or support, and meaning the eye or to see or to know or to experience, and zan meaning weapon or to cut or to cut off. So when Yah's wrath comes, he has this prop that fortifies, that supports his wrath, that nothing can come against his wrath. Now I begin to weep this morning because I begin to see his wrath, his destruction. And I saw people that were of evil proportion. And I saw people that were, you know, morally and ethically good, but yet they didn't have a relationship with him. And now morally and ethically, they do the great things, but they have no relationship with him. Where is the relationship? So now his wrath comes. And it means, again, to fortify, to support, that nothing, I don't care what nuclear weapon they have, that can't stop his support beam or his pole that he pushes against, that he supports this, his full wrath. And so it says, for her fornication, and the kings and the earth have committed fornication with her. So the nations and the kings that committed this fornication, they have been drunk with the fornication of that wrath. So what wine are they drinking? What are they drinking? Power to kill, to destroy, to hate, the evil idols, idolatry that they bow down to, or the unlawful lust that they have committed to. This is what the fornication means. Harlot, idolatry. To indulge in unlawful lust. So these nations and the kings that have drunk of the wine of fornication have what? They have committed unlawful lust that they have committed to, or have they aligned themselves to. So he says, now the merchants, all the merchants, all the business people, these wealthy people, the World Economic Forum, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, all these super elite organizations, Amazon, wealthy, Bill Gates with Windows, wealthy organizations, they have rich with her delicacies. That is how they prop up their power, through the delicacies of their wealth, through their fornication that they've drunk in that wine of Babylon, the whore, her. So using a female tense, her. You have allowed her to seduce you and take the drink of fornication. You have allowed yourself to bow down to these other idols, secret societies, stuff in the colleges, the Greek fraternities. These things you have enlightened yourself with and got wealthy with. What has the church done? Have you succumbed to drinking the wine? Part of the church has succumbed to drinking the wine. They've come just like the world. They're drunk, and some of them don't even know that they have had a drink under this sort of seducing spirit. And this is why he's talking about today. What wine have you drunk? Now, we know that when Christ went upon the cross, And he was what they call the tamim, which is without blemish in the Hebrew. And that blood that he shed on Calvary is the drink that we should be drinking. So when he said to us, when we're to take communion, well, I don't want to use the word communion, but when we partake in his death and suffering, he said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Ye do show forth my death and my suffering until I come again. That word in the Greek, ye do show, means to what? It means to proclaim, declare, teach, and to set as a law. So that's the drink that we should be drinking. And often as we do this, we need to drink more of that and not get caught with this seducing spirit of fornication. And so this is why we have the wrath that we're seeing segments of it, but I promise you, He has not released the fullness of his wrath. He has not. And verse 4 says, and I've heard from a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. So he doesn't want us to be partakers of her sins. He wants us to obey. And the word obey means, in the Hebrew, it means shin, mi, and ayin, which means, shin means to consume or destroy. Meme again means waters are to overcome chaos. And means the eye of sea. So obey means it has the ability to overcome and wash out and drown out sin when we're obeying. They had a shirt called Obey Your Thirst. Obey. Yeah, they had a shirt called Obey. But it wasn't talking about obeying God. It was talking about obeying something else. But this is what obey means in the Hebrew. And so let me give you the prophetic word that he gave me this morning. I must read this again. For I, Yahuwah, say to my righteous priests, warn my people, my wrath is here. For I have not poured out the fullness of my wrath. Sound off my prophets. Tell them that if they have not repented, to return unto me and repent. Because once I pour out the bowl of my wrath in fullness, I will not turn back until my full indignation has been seen to the evil and the wickedness that is before my throne. I have given my son for the redemption, and still they don't know that my visitation was nigh. Plead for your loved ones who have turned their backs to me. My church has drunken the wine of wrath with the nations, and I, Yahuwah, am coming to a place where I will plead no more. I am blowing the trumpets of the seven angels, I say. Return unto me, my people. Harden not your hearts. I long to heal and restore you and love as no love that you have known. I am merciful, caring, long-suffering. I will forget all your wrongdoings, never to remember them again. I long to be with you. Remember how I suffered upon the cross and hung there in agony, the ultimate human sacrifice. I perfected and mastered redemption so that I can have the oneness of a relationship, a marriage, a union with my people. Come to me wholeheartedly. Don't dangle in the balance. For I so loved the world that I gave my begotten son. I gave something that I treasured so that we can have this beautiful relationship. I am the one who carries this world while it continues to destroy itself. I hold it up, and there is no other. Not much longer will I urge you to repent, but I stayed my hand against because I shall fulfill my word. Who can stand against my wrath? The mountains melt like wax. Hear my words today, for my heart breaks at the world's insolence. But my reckoning is near, saith Yahuwah. Return unto me, I call to you. Return unto me, saith Yahuwah Elohim. And for the righteous, know that this moment, I'm pleased with thee, for you have not bowed your knee. Nor have you given in to the wine of her fornication. But for the ones that you have that are loved ones, call unto them, seek them out, compel them, talk to them. Because once my wrath is released, I can't return it. I can't take it back. Shana maman robohoya. Unde babashite rabonde. My wrath. My hand is stayed for now, but not for long. return unto me. I suffer seeing my people in such bondage. My heart aches and breaks. I plead with you. I send the warnings to them, but they turn their backs. Harden with their hearts. Oh, my goodness, return unto me. Return so I shall redeem thee. As I said before, I've mastered and perfected redemption. I've sent my son. I'm the one who tore the veil. The veil. Porikith. The veil. It means pay to open the mouth. It means resh, the prince of a leader. Kaf meaning the open hand or the hand that comes to save. Ta meaning the cross or the mark or the seal. I'm the foretold prince that came to atone at the cross. Return unto me. Return, return, return unto me. The world doesn't want to hear this. They're looking for the prosperity messages. I don't have a prosperity message for you. I have a message of repentance and declaring that he is near. If you look at Israel, they're about to build a third temple. I just told you that the five heifers, they have ascertained. Now, they're going to do this to set up the throne of the Antichrist and that they call the Yannicka, their Messiah, who they call their Messiah, is here. But they won't return unto him. They're heading down this dark road, and God is trying to get their attention. They've been trying to get their attention, and they've turned hard. But he still is having mercy. The only reason that it hasn't the fullness of his wrath hasn't happened because Yeshua is there, sitting on the right hand of him and is pleading like, Father, look what I went through. I paid the price. I became Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. I became the nailed hand. I became. Remember what you told me to do. I agonized on the cross. Wait, Father, give him time. But time is running out, folks. Time is running out. I plead those of the righteous, the remnants, go to your loved ones. Go to the ones you have relationships with that you know they need Christ and plead with them. Give them the warning. Give them the warning. I'm done, Apostle Crestbrook.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men of God, would you go ahead and render a prayer of salvation for those that are listening now with us and those that will be here on the rebroadcast, on replay, when we post it on YouTube, in Jesus' name.
Father, who's ever listening at the sound of my voice, his imminent return is near. It's so near. I'm pleading with you. He's pleading with you. Return unto him. Give your life to Christ. It is not corny. But a wise man would know that destruction is near and take the thing that is going to save him. That's what they cried when he came into the triumphal entry of Jerusalem. They said, Hosanna, Hosanna, which means save us, save us. You need saving. You need this Christ. You need this one that went on the cross. You need the one that agonized and was nailed brutally. And he was beaten with the cat of nine tails, and they ripped his flesh, but not a bone broken. That one that they denied. That every religion says, no, he's just a prophet. No, he was more than just a prophet. He was the son of the living God. God said, I gave him so that I can have this relationship with you. That you don't have to sacrifice animals. You don't have to go around and go to the Pope or go to the priest and say, could you forgive me of my sins? Let me confess my sins. No, they can't forgive you of your sins. They don't have the power. Only Yeshua has the power. Don't be fooled by what you hear. It is this Jesus, this Yeshua, and that's you, and you're hearing this. I hope that you're hearing this, that you will come to him. Don't be like the rest of the crowd, scoffing and mocking him, turning his back upon him. Because when the wrath comes, there's nothing no one can do. Grace, the law of grace, is done away with. It's over. He went when he went upon that cross. Traditionally, they say the veil was 4 inches thick of linen, and no man can tear the veil. And when he yelled on the cross and gave up the, they say when he gave up the ghost, the veil was rent from the bottom to the top. Only someone that was not of humanity can do this. The Son of God, the one that had all authority and had it on the cross and went to the cross willingly to lay down his life for you, for me, for your loved ones. That's what he did. Because he wanted us to have this relationship to come behind the veil. They said that veil was 4 inches thick, traditionally, of linen that held, that was the partition to keep us safe from the holies of holies, which we could only go in there once a year during Yom Kippur to atone for sin. Now that is rent, you don't have to wait to once a year to atone for your sin. You can do that right now. Right now you can do that. So we're offering you this Jesus, this Yeshua, this risen one, this one that shed his blood, this one that died and was crucified and he's alive. He left the grave. He left the grave in 3 days. This one that everyone hates, that everyone wants you to hate, and he's done nothing but show his love. He is the one that is staying God's hand from his wrath from just hitting this earth right now. And you have the opportunity, and the time is short for you to get it right and to come to him. He says, just return unto me. He's not going to condemn you. He said, I don't come to the world to condemn the world, but through me, you might be saved. He didn't come to condemn. He wanted to save you and give you this everlasting life. So those that are hearing this, if you would just say yes, I don't know how they're going to do this over the broadcast, but if you would just say yes to him. Say, Yeshua, I'm a sinner, and I've messed up time and time again, and I don't have no other way. I'm at the point of no return. Please save me. Please come into my heart. Please show yourself to me. I need you. I believe in you. Give me the opportunity to be saved. Therefore, you're saved if you confess your sins and confess him as your Lord and Savior. Confess him right now as your Lord and Savior. Tell him that you want him to be your Lord and your Savior. Because I can tell you, Biden can't save you. Trump can't save you. Putin can't save you. Little Napoleon, North Korea, he can't save you. The Ayatollah in Iran, they can't save you. Only Yeshua, the blood of Yeshua can save you. It saves. It sets you free. You don't have to be a caged bird living in hate. You can be free. All you got to do is accept Yeshua, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior. Freedom is yours. It's free. He done paid the cost. Matter of fact, it means he done tipped gratuity, more than enough for you to have this. He's just waiting for you to say yes. And he's there knocking at the doors of your heart. Will you let him in? Behold, I stand at the door and knock, he says. If any man shall hear my voice, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. He's standing at the door of your heart right now, knocking at the door of your heart. So those that hear this, just accept him in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, today I sense the presence of the Lord and certainly a wooing of the Holy Spirit for our repentance and for us to rend our hearts in this hour. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that word of God. And I want to just make a footnote. People of God, we're not here to bash the church. We understand that
It is the people in the church that have succumbed to drinking the wine of the world and having their mindsets and their hearts turned towards the world and all of its enticement. But I understand very clearly that one thing that is distinguishing those individuals from others is that there will always be a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Amen. By our speech and our preaching. And it's not going to be with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but indeed with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We are living, I would say, in the worst of times that I've ever seen in my lifetime. You know that sin is gripping the hearts of men and women. The scripture does indeed say that the very elect, if it were not for him to speed up the day and shorten the days, the very elect would be deceived in Jesus' name. And there is this indifference towards God that just astonished me when you've experienced just how good and how kind he has been to each and every one of us. It makes me weep, Apostle, to see
yes.
such things. And I'm sure it makes the Father weep as well. But indeed, he's saying that, you know, my people must return to me with all of their hearts, with all of their hearts. Mm. And so often I find today that, you know, people think that they can walk this middle ground. But he says, you know, in Revelations also, I wish that you were either hot or cold. You can't walk the middle ground. And especially with time winding down now. In Jesus' name. Time is shorter than we can think. You said that so clearly, man of God. And if there was ever a time for us to make up our minds that it is for him that we live, amen, and we will not be deterred or derailed from our purpose and calling that he has for each of our lives. The Father alone knows this particular moment that's going to come. And I think he's giving us every opportunity before he comes, amen, like a thief in the night, it's what the scripture says. We have to be in expectation of his coming and conduct our lives accordingly in the name of Jesus. And stop playing church, be the church. The harvest is ripe and the world is looking for an authentic move of God. But let me not digress. I get on my soapbox. Thank you so much, man of God. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for obeying the Holy Spirit. And releasing this word in our hearings. It is a sober word, but it is a needed word for us, a reminder in the name of Jesus, because there are so many believers that are not ready because they are not looking. They're so enticed and seduced by the trinkets of the world. And we know we're in this world, but we're not supposed to be of this world. We're not supposed to look like this world, sound like this world, live like this world. But the cravings and desires of this world is trapping many, many of us that call ourselves believers. But yet and still, that doesn't stop the Lord soon coming, because he indeed is coming suddenly, like a thief in the night.
Mm.
My God, don't be foolish. And be one of the virgins who fail to have their oil in their lamps when he comes. Because there is a determined time and day. And I feel it so strongly in my spirit. It is going to be within our lifetime, Apostle.
Yes. Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again, man of God. I received this word. It is a sober word. It is a reminder to us all as men and women of God. Glory to God. I don't want to be an offense to my Father. I don't want to be the one that is straddling, amen, the fence, and I don't want to be the one who has compromised all that he has given to me and the instruction. Get right, get ready, because suddenly is about to happen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, you all, you've heard it. It was short, but very much on point, bullseye, Apostle, you hit the bullseye this day with that word. in the name of Jesus. And I thank you again for your obedience and not being afraid and standing flat-footed, glory to God, in releasing this word in our hearing in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you for your obedience. I just
thank
want
you.
To say, Abba Father, now you're so very welcome. I pray that as this word has been released in our hearing, Lord God, that we will take heed, those under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast, will experience a great manifestation of the Father's power and his presence in this word, this Rhema word. Father, I pray that you will touch the life and nature of God within them, that they will indeed change. I decree and declare that their change is taking place even now. For the word never returns to the Father void, but it accomplished that which he has purposed, and that which has been sent out and in our hearing, Lord God, let us take hold of that word and take it to heart in Jesus' name. Thank you again, Apostle.
Yes, thank you.
Apostle Jonathan Manis, thank you, man of God. It is, again, a very sober word and a reminder to us all as we remember, glory to God, where we should be standing and our posture as we wait for his soon coming. Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Kimmy Kim, I thank you for this opportunity in giving us this platform and for God's people. I pray that this word indeed will touch you to your core and make you take heed that if you're not doing something, that you will do something now in the name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, those that are with us, those that will be listening on the rebroadcast. And Dr. Kimmy Kim, thank you again for this platform. I pray, Apostle Manis, that the Lord will continue to enlarge your borders, man. And what you're doing there in the state of Texas, man. God, hallelujah. What Damascus Ministries and the heart that you have towards the people, that you are indeed going out into the harvest and snatching souls out of the kingdom of darkness. Again, thank you for joining us this Saturday on Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Manis. My God, today. Yes. All of you, please come back next Saturday, amen, at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Robinson, our producer. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. I love you all, and shalom, everyone. The Lord bless you.